All right, so yesterday we started the sugya of Shomea Kohanah. So we are now holding, we went through, just to quickly recap, the Machlokas Rashi and Tosos, and the two ways to understand the Machlokas Rashi and Tosos. Rashi said that if a person is in the middle of davening Shmoneh Esrei and the tzibur gets up to Kedusha, so simple Eitza, just sit there silently in the middle of your Shmoneh Esrei and you'll be Yotzei the Kedusha just by listening to the tzibur, just by having Kavana to listen to the tzibur. Shomea Keone, and therefore it will work out well. Then as soon as the tzibur finishes Kedusha, you go ahead and you continue with your Shmoneh Esrei. Tulsa says, no good. If you do that, if you really hold Shomea Keone, then when you're listening to Kedusha in the middle of your Shmoneh Esrei, you're actually being mafsik in your Shmoneh Esrei, because you're really saying Kedusha, you're being Yotze Kedusha in the middle of your Shemona Esrei. And therefore Tosa says, it doesn't seem like a good idea to stop in the middle of the Shemona Esrei to listen to Kedusha. That's going to be a hefsek in your Shemona Esrei, which means as a hefsek in your Shemona Esrei, you'll be Yotze Kedusha, you're just not going to be Yotze Shemona Esrei, because it will count as a hefsek in your Shemona Esrei. So we pointed out there are two possible ways to explain the Machlokas Rashi and Tosos. There are probably more, but two that we mentioned yesterday. Two possible ways to explain the Machlokas Rashi Tosos. One is what I thought was the Pashut explanation. I later saw the Emek Bracha says this explanation explicitly, that there are two ways to look at it. You could either say that they're arguing about how Shomea Ka'ona works, or you could say they're arguing about what the definition of a hefsik is. So the Emek Bracha says they're arguing about how Shomea Ka'ona works. Is Ki'ona, does that mean that when you listen, it is the equivalent of saying? Or does that mean it approximates saying, but is not the equivalent of saying, of actually speaking the words? Rashi would say, it approximates speaking. Shomea, your yod say the mitzvah, but it's not that you actually spoke, and therefore it's not going to be a hefsek in your Shemoneh Esrei when you do Shomea Ka'ona in the middle of your Shemoneh Esrei. Tulsa says, no, it's the equivalent of speaking. It's not just that it approximates it. It's the equivalent of speaking. It's mamish, the same thing as speaking. And just like you can't speak in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, you can't do Shomea Ka'ona in the middle of your Shemoneh Esrei either. That is the way the Emek Bracha understands the Machlokas. It would turn out, therefore, according to Tosfos, if you were in the middle of Hallel, or Kriyas HaMegillah, or any Kriya Shema, let's say, anywhere else that you're not allowed to be mafsik, and the tzibur gets up to Kedusha, you may not, according to Tosfos, stop and listen, because that is the same thing as stopping in the middle of your Hallel, in the middle of your Kriya Shema, and saying Kedusha. That is no good. That will be a hefsek. It's not about Shmona Esrei only. It's about anything. Anything that you're in the middle of that you're not allowed to be mafsik in, being ona is a hefsek. The other way to understand the Machlokas Rashi Tosos is the way of Salvechik understood it, that it's not a Machlokas in how to understand how Shomea Ka'ona works. It's a Machlokas how to understand Hefsek. What are you not allowed to do in the middle of Shemona Esrei? Is it simply that you're not allowed to say words in the middle of Shemona Esrei? Words that are not part of your Shemona Esrei? Or is it that you are allowed to say words? Not only are you not allowed to say words, you're not even allowed to be Mekayem Mitzvah in the middle of your Shemoneh Esrei. Rashi would understand that it's only words that you're not allowed to say during Shemoneh Esrei. You want to be Mekayim the Mitzvah by sitting and listening? Because that's fine. That's great. You can be Mekayim the Mitzvah. But words may not be said during the Shemoneh Esrei. Tosfos would say, it's not just words that we have a problem with. Even being Mekayim a Mitzvah is a hefsek in the middle of your Shemoneh Esrei. Rav Salvechik says, if you understand Tosfos in that way, that the hefsek is created not with words, but just by being mekayim a mitzvah. If that is the understanding of Tosfos, then it could very well be that this is only a problem during Shemona Esrei, but not during other things that you're not allowed to be mafsik. Meaning, not going to be a problem during Kriya Shema or Megillah or Hallel. Why? Because Shemona Esrei is unique. Shemona Esrei is different from those other things that you're not allowed to be mafsik during, in that Shemona Esrei is amida lifnei hamakom. During anything you're not allowed to be mafsik, like Megillah, Kriya Shema, Hallel, you're not allowed to speak. Shemona Esrei, because you're only lifnei hamakom, you're not even allowed to be mekayim another mitzvah. Because of its unique status of amida lifnei hamakom, we mentioned the Reb Chaim, the famous Reb Chaim, about amida lifnei hamakom being the definition of tefillah, but because of its unique status of amidu lifnei hamakom, you're not even allowed to be mekayim a mitzvah during you're not even allowed to be Mekayim a mitzvah during Shmona Esrei, but during Halal, Megillah, you would be allowed to be Mekayim a mitzvah in the middle of them. So that's the major nafkamina, whether you explain the Shita of Tosfos like the Emek Bracha, or you explain the Shita of Tosfos like the Rav. If you explain it like the Emek Bracha, so Tosfos would say, no matter what you're doing, you're not allowed to stop and listen to Kedusha. Whether it's Halal, whether it's Kriya Shema, whether it's Shmona Esrei, you're not allowed to stop and listen to Kedusha. The way the Rav explains it, during Halal, during Kriya Shema, you would be able to stop and listen to Kedusha. You wouldn't be able to say Kedusha, but listen, Kedusha would be fine. It's only during Shmona Esrei where you're not even allowed to listen to Kedusha. And then we had a third Shita, not only Rashi and the Tosfos, but a third Shita, the Shita of the Ritva, where the Ritva suggested that Shomea Ka'one, in middle of Shmona Esrei, doesn't even work. That you can't even do Shomea Ka'one. Rashi and Tosfos both agreed it works, that you're Yotzei Kedusha. Question is, are you thereby also ruining your Shmona Esrei? Rashi said, you're not ruining your Shmona Esrei, it's not a real hafsek or whatever. Tosfos says, you are ruining your Shmona Esrei, but you're definitely, everyone agrees you're getting the mitzvah of Kedusha, you're certainly being Mekayim Kedusha. The Ritva, however, seems to assume, no, the opposite. Your Shmona Esrei is fine, your Kedusha is no good. You can't do Shomea Ka'ona in the middle of Shmona Esrei. It's not going to work. Why? I have the ability to speak during Shmona Esrei and be mafsik my Shmona Esrei that way. So why is Shomea Ka'ona? What's the lumdus over here? I mean, you can't say that, oh, he holds it's Ka'ona Mamish, and therefore what? If it's Ka'ona Mamish, then it should be like speaking in the middle of Shmona Esrei. And when I speak in the middle of Shmona Esrei, I ruin my Shmona Esrei, and that's it. So why does the Ritva say, no, you're not ruining your Shmona Esrei, but you're ruining the Kedusha. You're not getting the Kedusha. You're not getting credit for Shomea Ka'ona in the middle of Shmona Esrei. So the Ritva says, or seems to say, that it's very similar to the concept of Kol Haroi Lebila, Ein Bila Makeves Bo. That just like we have a halacha by a Karban Mincha that you need to mix the flour and the oil really well, the Chachila. If you don't do the mixing of the flour and the oil really well, you're still Yotzei the Karban. If you don't have enough oil to mix with the flour, you're not even Yotzei the Karban, because it's not even Ra'ui Lebila. Or like we have by Tvila B'mikva, where we say that if a woman has basar ben hashinayim, she has meat stuck between her teeth, she has to floss that meat out before she goes to the mikvah. She doesn't need to open her mouth, so why does she have to get that meat out of there? The water's not going in her mouth anyway. No, she at least needs her mouth to be ra'uy l'bias mayim, that if she were to open her mouth, the water would be able to get all over, even though she's under no obligation to open her mouth. So too, over here, says the Ritva, that granted, Shomea is ke'one, but that's only when you are ra'ui, when you could theoretically be one. But if you're not able to be one, if you don't have the ability to be one, then we're not going to say Shomea ke'one. Shomea is only ke'one if you could have been one, but you chose to be Shomea instead. But if you couldn't be one, then we're not going to say Shomea ke'one. If you couldn't speak, then we're not going to say Shomea ke'one. So that is the Shitas HaRitva. The Shagas Aryeh was asked the following shayla. What about a person who's mute? Can they be Yotzei, let's say, Kriyas HaTorah, Kriyas HaMegillah, by listening? By listening to someone else read it. So, no Pashut Pshat, what do you mean? That's how everyone is Yotzei. Most people are Yotzei, the mitzvah of Kriyas Shema, Kriyas HaTorah, rather, Kriyas HaMegillah, by listening to somebody else. We don't read it ourselves. Shomea Ka'ona, that's good enough. What's the problem over here? If you say, like, the Ritva, that Shomea Ka'ona only works if you have the ability to be Ona, if you have the ability to say it yourself. Well, the Elaim, the person who's mute, who doesn't have the ability to speak, maybe Shomea Ka'ona doesn't work for such a person. Doesn't work for a person who doesn't have the ability to speak. So that's a fascinating tshuva in Shagas Aryeh. The Shagas Aryeh brings several rayas. I want to go through it with you a little bit now. Source number 11. Shagas Aryeh suggests as follows. First, he quotes the Shita of the Ritva. Then he quotes Rashi, then he quotes Tosfos. Fine, he quotes all three Shitas. Now, his first order of business. Rashi and Tosfos, we know, say that if you listen in middle of Shmona Esrei, that you are being, that you are going to be Yotzei, the mitzvah of Kedusha, or whatever it is that you're listening to in middle of Shmona Esrei. So Shagas Aryeh wants to know why. Why do they hold that way? Do they disagree with the Ritva's whole premise of Kol Haroi Lebila over here, that you need to be ra'ui to speak, or do they have a different definition of what's called ra'ui to speak? If you look on about the eighth line or so, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, the eighth line, The apple gav the efsher dal karchlo pligi kolhani rabusa al rablazer rab shlomo. Rablazer rab shlomo is the sheet of the Ritva that he's quoting. El ba omed b'tfila da adam ra'u ilanos el sha'ar yehu deravia alei machmas iser afsaka v'chashav l'ditu ra'u l'bila. Says the Shagasari as follows. Are those two cases the same? What did the Ritva say? In middle of Shemon Esrei, you don't have the ability to speak. Just like a mute person doesn't have the ability to speak. Those are two very different things. No, why are they different? No, why are they different? Right. A person during Shemon Esrei has the ability to speak. There are kids in the school that prove it daily. That you have the ability to speak during Shemon Esrei. God does not take away the koch dibur during Shemon Esrei. What an Elam person who's mute doesn't have the ability. So it could be that Rashi and Tosfos agree in principle to the Ritva that in order to be Yotzei Shomei Kone, you need the ability to speak. It's just that what they define as the ability to speak is not the halachic permissibility to speak, but the physical ability to speak. And as long as you have the physical ability to speak, we're going to say Shomei Kone. But an Elaim doesn't even have the physical ability to speak. We're not going to say Shomei Kone. The Ritva will say, no, you don't only need the ability to speak, you need halachic permissibility to speak. So an Elaim, Shef Shashkam, Hames al Modim, Davale, Eno Roy Labila. Maybe even Rashi and Tosus would agree to the Ritva in theory that you need to be Roy Labila. But this guy's not Roy Labila. I mean, this guy is Roy Labila. He's able to speak. He's just. Are you revealing? He has the halacha that's against him. It tells him not to. So, Mikol Makom, he says, nearly diyotzei de chavasim shomea kriya shma me'acher mishum de shomea ka'ona amrina nami legabe ilin. He says, I think that Rashi and Tosfos would actually tell you that even by a mute person, you could say shomea ka'ona. Afal pishiyev shalo latzei salyidei atzma klal, even though the mute person can't say anything, ve'ein ze inyin le'eno roi lebila. Says this has absolutely nothing to do with Enoroi Labila. Why? Why is this different? Why is the ability to speak different than being Roy Labila? And a Kar Mincha being able to be mixed in with the flour and the oil. So he says a fundamental chiluk. When it comes to Roy Labila, L'cher Chila, you bring a Kar Mincha, what should you do? Someone goes and asks the rabbi, I'm bringing a Kar Mincha today, tell me what to do. What does the rabbi instruct him to do? Get your flour, get your oil, get your lavona. Then what? I have the flour and the oil. What should I do? He's going to tell him, mix it. Do blila. That's what you're supposed to do. Elamai, the guy forgot. He didn't want to get his hands dirty. Whatever, he didn't do it. Then he goes to the rabbi after the fact. Was I yotze the mitzvah? What's the rabbi going to say? Yeah, of course you're yotze the mitzvah. The blila is not ma'akev. But l'chadchila, for sure that's what you're supposed to do. Of course you're supposed to do it l'chadchila. It's not ma'akev if you didn't do it. If you couldn't do it, then it's ma'akev. There wasn't enough oil to mix with all that flour, then it's ma'akev. We only say kolorei labila when there's a din l'chadchila to actually do it. But over here, there's no din l'chadchila to actually say the kedusha yourself. Why not? Shomei Kone in general. What are we yotze kiseder with Shomei Kone? What are we always yotze with Shomei Kone? What mitzvahs are we yotze all the time with Shomei Kone? So, come on, think of examples.
Kiddush.
Good. Do you have a chiyuv when you go to someone's house and they offer you, you want to say kiddush, do you have a chiyuv to say, absolutely yes, I don't want to be yotze with Shomei Kone, I don't need any second-rate mitzvah. Shomei Kone is second rate. I want to be Yotzei L'chadchila. Probably not. There's no such chiyuv. I'll prove to you there's no such chiyuv. Kriyas HaTorah. Is there... Do you have to try to be the Balkore? As a L'chadchila? Kriyas HaMegillah, you have to try to be the Balkore? As a L'chadchila? Not to be Yotzei Davka, not to be Yotzei Shomei Kone. There's no such din L'chadchila that you shouldn't be yotze, that you should try to not be yotze shomei kone, that you should do it yourself. So says Shagasari, maybe this whole idea of kolorei labila, the Ritva is wrong. Kolorei labila doesn't apply to things like this. Kolorei labila only applies to things that have a lechadchila to do it in a certain way. B'dievet is kosher if you don't do it in that way, and if you can't do it in that way, then it's pasul. But that's only, it works on the line of lechadchilas. Now what's he assuming? he's assuming that the way Kalarei Labila works, the svara for Kalarei Labila is that Kalarei Labila, that Kol She'eino Roi Labila, something that's not even ra'ui, is considered such a watered down bidiyeved that it's not even a mitzvah anymore. This is a major machlokas rishonim. What the definite, why Kalarei Labila is true? Why is it that if I bring 61 astronim of flour and one lug of oil, so 60-1 ratio could have actual bila? Why is it if I bring 61 lug of flour and one with 61 astronim of flour and one lug of oil, why is it that I'm not yotzi the mitzvah? Why is it that because it's not royal bila, I'm not yotzi the mitzvah? So the Rashbam in Babasra says you're not yotzi the mitzvah because the Torah said 60 and 1. You brought 61 and 1. It's like saying, why is it if I bring a piece of celery and a lemon, I'm not yotzi dal and minim? Because that's not what the Torah told you to bring. The Torah told you to bring something else. You just have the wrong ingredients. You don't have what you need for the mitzvah. But Shagas Aryeh assumes differently. Shagas Aryeh says, no, you know why you're not yotzi the mitzvah? Because the mitzvah lechachil is to do blila. Bidiyevet, if you don't do blila, it's okay. When it's so bidiyevet that you don't even have the ability to do blila, that's too far down the bidiyevet line. You've just crossed the line into puzzle. He's assuming it starts out as a l'chadchila b'diyeved. It's like a hierarchy of l'chadchila b'diyeved and super b'diyeved that actually becomes possible. That's how the Shagas Aryeh must be assuming the nature of Kalarei Labila in order to say this svara. Now the problem that we're going to run into is, what was the other example I gave before of Kalarei Labila? There's a cover mincha. I also gave the example of the woman with meat between her teeth, right? Or with something stuck between her teeth, that she should get it out of there. Why? Because she doesn't need to get the water in her mouth, but she at least needs that her mouth should be ratwi l'bias mayim, that water could go in her mouth. According to the Shagas Aryeh, that would suggest, and I didn't make up that example. That example comes from a Gemara Maseches Kiddushin. The Gemara in the Chafs, Chaf Vav, maybe? In Kiddushin, maybe earlier. I don't remember. The Gemara in Kiddushin, on the bottom of Naman Aleph, says that there is such a din of Kalarei Labila by tevila b'mikvah. So what would that suggest? According to the Shagas Aryeh, that would mean that there's a din l'chadchila that when a woman goes to the mikvah, gross, that she has to open her mouth. There's no such din. If you're going to say this is the vart kalarei labila only works on things where there's a l'chadchila, and then if you don't do it b'diavad, it's okay, and if you don't, you're not even able to do it, then it's not even okay b'diavad. So then there would be a din l'chadchila, the woman should open her mouth. That's pashut not true. So it's a very difficult svar of the Shagas Aryeh, but that's what he wants to suggest. And he says, I'll bring you a raya that I'm right. Bring you a raya that I'm right, that only when there's such a thing as a l'chadchila will you say kalarei labila, but when it's not a din l'chadchila, you're not going to say kalarei labila. So he says, yeshli lavi raya l'dvarai, from a gemara Rosh Hashanah daf chavtes. Tzkiyas shofar for a person who's a chatzi yevet v'chatzi ben chorin. Let's say you have a person who's half servant, half free man. So we know a lot of things about the half servant, half free man. It's machlok in the Mishnah Nedios, machlok in Mishnah Mesil, what you do, how does he work? Does he work one day for one guy, the other day for the other guy? Does he work 3 days, and one day for himself, one day for the other guy, rather? How exactly do you split him? So that was one of the examples. This is one of the examples in Shas. In Idios, there's a whole parak of them where Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel disagreed, and Chazru Beis Hillel Lahoros Kedivri Beis Shammai. The Beis Hillel changed their mind and ultimately agreed to the Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai said, you're kofenes rabo, you force the master to free him because he has to be yotzei the mitzvah of Puruvu. So you force the master to free him so he can be yotzei the mitzvah of Puruvu. It's a very Tosus over there says in Baba Basra that you force him to free him. I mean, the Gemara says that you force the master to free him because l'shevas yitzara, the world was created to be populated, and it's not going to be able to be populated. He's not going to be able to populate because he can't marry anybody. He can't marry a shivcha because he's half free man. He can't marry a free woman because he's half eved. So you got to give him an opportunity to have a family. So you got to free him. There's a lot of lumdus there. Okay, Mr. Shemon, they will learn Mabasra maybe. But anyway, so by Chatzi Ever Chatzi Ben Chorin, how's he yotzi the mitzvah tkiyah shofar? So the Gemara discusses this. So inu motzi los mina velo sheino mina. He can't be motzi someone who's like him, nor can he be motzi someone who's not like him, meaning a regular Jew, because when he's blowing the shofar, it's half Eved blowing. So an Eved can't blow for a regular Jew, can't be Motzi a regular Jew. So Rav Huna says, Ula Atzmo Motzi. Rav Huna says he could be Motzi himself, though, because his Tzad Eved could be Motzi his Tzad Eved, and his Tzad Ben Chor could be Motzi his Tzad Ben Chor, and it will all work out. So Amalev Nachman Rav Huna, Maishan Lacherim, Delo Asi Tzad Avdus, Mafik Tzad Cherus. That's Manami Lo Asi Tzad Avdus, Tidei, Mafik Tzad Cherus, Tidei. So he says, so Rav Nachman says, nah, think about it. If he can't be Motzi another Chatzi Eved and Chatzi Ben Chor, why not? Why can't he be Motzi another Chatzi Eved and Chatzi Ben Chor? Because we're afraid that his Tzad Eved is going to try to cover for the Tzad Ben Chorin of the other guy. His 50% Eved cut his body in half. Right, his left side is Eved, his right side is Ben Chorin. So it's not literally, because he's blowing out of the right side of his mouth. But, you know, his 50% Eved is trying to be Motzi, the 50% Ben Chorin of the other guy. So for himself also. His 50% Eved is blowing, and that's being Motzi, his 50% Ben Chorin. Elo Amar Rav Nachman Afli Atzmo Ein Motzi. Can't even be Motzi himself. Tani Nami Achim Mishchatzi Avachatzi Ben Chorin Afli Atzmo Ein Motzi. So says the Shagas Aryeh, don't you see? This is an Afna Raya that I'm right. Why? Some of the Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Chorin, according to Rav Nachman, cannot blow shofar himself. And yet, what are we assuming? Are we assuming he's just, okay, so he's part from shofar? No, what are we saying? He has to listen to shofar from a regular Jew. How are you Yotzei shofar when you listen to somebody else? Isn't that Shomei Kohanah? So we're using Shomei Kohanah for this guy. We're telling him, listen to shofar from a regular Jew. But according to what the Ritva wanted to say, what did the Ritva want to say? That if you're unable to do it yourself, you're unable to do the mitzvah yourself, so we're not going to apply Shomei Kohanah because it's in a royal abila. This guy can't do it himself. He can't be Motzi himself. He's halachically unable to be Motzi himself in the mitzvah. So how could he be Yotzei by listening to someone else through Shomei Kohanah? Elamai, you have to say that I'm right, says the Shagas Aryeh, that the only time we're going to say Shomei Kohanah is if there's a din l'chadchila to do it yourself. By shofar, there's no din l'chadchila to be the tokea. There's no din l'chadchila that you have to blow it yourself. You can listen to someone else. What's the more obvious answer, other than saying that he's right? How can you argue that maybe the Shagas Aryeh is totally wrong? And that really, in order to be Yotzei with Shomei Kohanah, you need to be able to do it yourself. Yet the Eved who cannot do it himself can still be Yotzei. The Chatzi Eved who cannot do it himself can still be Yotzei by listening to someone else. How is one Yotzei the mitzvah of Tekiyah Shofar? What are the mechanics of that? When I hear someone blow the shofar, is that Shomei Kohanah? When I hear someone blow the shofar, it's as if I am speaking or blowing or Shomei Kitokeya. No, what's the other possibility? The other possibility is the mitzvah is Lishmoa Kol Shofar. It's not Litkoa B'Shofar. What's the bracha? Lishmoa Kol Shofar. That's a pretty good indication of what the mitzvah is. Happens to be there's a lot of good raid on that also, and just what the nature of the mitzvah of Tekiyah Shofar is. But Pasha's answer is to just say that no, it's not Shomei Kohanah by shofar, terrible raya. By shofar, it's not at all Shomei Kohanah. By shofar, it's just the mitzvah is the shmia. So he says, no, you can't say that. Shagas Aryeh thinks of that. He says, it's wrong. That's wrong. Why? Because the Beis Yosef writes in the name of the Kolbo that someone who's a medaber veino shomea, someone who can't hear, cannot be motzi someone else in shofar. That if a person is deaf, they can't, but they have great lungs, they can't be motzi somebody else in shofar. Says Shagas Aryeh, why can't they be motzi somebody else in shofar? If the whole mitzvah is just hearing, it's not a mitzvah of tekiyah, why do I care if I'm listening from a bar chiyuva or I'm not listening from a bar chiyuva? Who cares if the guy that's blowing it, I'm hearing it. That's the mitzvah. The mitzvah is the shmiah. If the mitzvah was tekiyah, and I need to latch on to his tekiyah through Shomei Kohanah, so if he's not a Baruch Yuva, I can't latch on to his tekiyah is bad. But if the mitzvah is Shemiah, what do I care who he is? I hear the sound of a shofar. That's one right in the Shagas Aryeh. He says the mitzvah is not Shemiah. Why is that a bad raya?
It's a Shemiah that comes from tekiyah.
Yeah, that's the standard rate. That's what they say. If you look at Mishnah Zayivitz, he has a beautiful piece. Rav Zhalti has a beautiful piece on this Inyan by Rosh Hashanah. The mitzvah is Shmia. It's to hear. But to hear what? Let's say I hear a recording of the sound of a shofar. Is anyone going to say Yotzei the mitzvah? Of course not. It sounds just like a shofar. What if someone can make a very good sound? There was a kid in this yeshiva that was able to make the sound of the bell with his mouth. He dismissed class as keseder, like 20 minutes into class. He was able to make that sound. So someone's able to make the shofar sound perfectly. Am I Yotzei by listening to shofar? I'm certainly not Yotzei. Certainly not Yotzei by listening to the shofar. By listening to someone speak, sound like the shofar. Maybe the mitzvah of Shmiah, it is a mitzvah of Shmiah, but to hear what? To hear a shofar that was blown by a Bar Chiyuva. If I hear a shofar that was blown by someone who's not a Bar Chiyuva, I can't be Yotzei. I have to hear the call of a shofar that was blown by a Bar Chiyuva. What makes it a call shofar? A, it needs to be an actual shofar. It can't just be someone's mouth. It can't be a recording. And it needs to come from the wind of somebody who is a Bar Chiyuva. So Shagazai doesn't think of that. He thinks he's got a clear raya. He thinks he's got a clear raya that the mitzvah is not in the Shmiah. So he writes, I mean, again, so how did this work? He thought that he had a raya from shofar. That you see that you say Shomea Ka'ona, even though the guy is what do you want to say? That you see that you say Shomea Ka'ona by the Chatziyah V'Chatziyah Ben Chorin, even though the guy himself can't do it, he can't, the Chatziyah V'Chatziyah Ben Chorin can't blow the shofar. So he was Docha the Raya by saying, nah, maybe by shofar it's only a mitzvah of Shmiah, not a mitzvah of Tekiah. And he said, no, you can't be Docha that Raya so quickly, because it is a mitzvah of Tekiah. But then he goes on to say at the very end, Halasa. This whole argument I just presented is incorrect. Tal karcha tkiya shofar lav mishmiya l'chut talya el be'ikr tkiya nam mitalya. Kamo mitzvah satluyim b'dibur debekriya sapeh talya mitzvah sa. Essentially similar to what we were saying, that you need to hear from someone who is chay. Yeah, I mean, you have to say some hybrid, that it's a mitzvah of Shmiah, but Shmiah from somebody who would be chayiv in the mitzvah. Okay, but that was all within the sheet of the Ritva, that you need to be a mechuyav bedavar in order to be, not mechuyav bedavar, you need to be able to be ona in order to be yotzei through Shomea Ka'ona. Good, that was the sheet of the Ritva. Now, let's go back. Yeah.
Doesn't there seem a little counterintuitive? Because I think we might have seen this in the Shosi Ayres or something, that makes the svara that if you're right to be ona and you don't, so like who says you get the kalach as if you're ona? But if you mamish weren't, you don't have the possibility of being ona, then it makes sense that you get the kalach as if you're ona.
Meaning, if you view Shomea Ka'ona as we feel bad for the guy, Nebuch, the guy can't be ona, so let's give him this extra ability, let's give him this superpower of Shmiah, that Shmiah will mean something.
Then, like, why aren't you? You
know? Right, I mean, it's like a chisaron in being ona. You hear svara both ways. Kalarei Labila is a svara also, though. Kalarei Labila is that, yeah. I don't know if it's counterintuitive, because Kalarei Labila is a pretty good svara, too. I guess it's how you view Shmei Kona. Shmei Kona is a zuchus that we give to the guy? Or is Shmei Kona just, no, that's just the way it works, that listening is the same as being ona. So it may depend how you view Shmei Kona in general. Now, backtracking a second, so Tosus didn't like Rashi, because Tosus says, if you stop in the middle of your Shmon Esrei and you just listen to Kedusha, it's great, you get in the midst of Kedusha, but you're ruining your Shmon Esrei. So, how do you defend Rashi? So, Tosus himself tries to defend Rashi. Right at the end of the Tosus, Tosus says, Miu Shema, Afal Gav de Shemea Ka'ona, Mikol Makom Ona Adif, Umitzim in a Muvchar. Maybe if you say Shemea Ka'ona, still actually saying it is better. Well, this is Kashan Rashi. It's important to realize what his Kashan Rashi was. His Kashan Rashi was from the Gemara in Brachos. The Gemara in Brachos says you walk in late to Shul, to Mincha, let's say, and I'm assuming you don't walk in so late to Shacharis that they're already holding Shemon Esrei. You walk in late to Mincha, and they're holding Shemon Esrei already, and you're not sure should you start Shemon Esrei or not. So says the Gemara and Brachos, look at the siddur of the guy near you, if it's at Modim or whatever, something, you know, late in the Shemoneh Esrei, wait, don't start your Shemoneh Esrei because you don't want to miss Kedusha. So Tosfos says, what do you mean miss Kedusha? According to Rashi, start and pause in your Shemoneh Esrei, listen, and you'll chop Kedusha, you're not missing anything. No one says anything about missing Kedusha. So Tosfos says, no, maybe you can pause and be Yotzei Kedusha, but Rashi would say, it's better to say it yourself. It's better to say Kedusha yourself rather than listen to Kedusha. What does that sound like? Why would it be better to say it yourself than to be Shomei Kohen, eh? Sounds a lot like the Chagasari, you know? That Shomei Kohen, there's a L'chadchila to be Ona. B'di'evad, you could even be Shomei'ah. If you don't even have the ability to be Ona, then it's not even B'di'evad, right? Sounds like the Chagasari is Kolorei Labila, his explanation of the Ritva, of Kolorei Labila. L'chadchila, really, it's always best to be Ona. But is that defense of Rashi such a great defense? Ona Adif? Is that always true? Is it always better to really be Ona yourself rather than to be Yotzei with Shomei Kona? Is there such a rule? So if you look in the Rishima Shurim, again, in Rav Soloveitchik on page Kuf Tzadi Aleph in Rishima Shurim, the back of the packets, Soloveitchik suggests, what does it mean, Ona Adif? So he says, that can't be a rule for everything. We don't say it by Megillah. Right? We don't say by Megillah it's better to be the person, or by Kriyas HaTorah, better to be the person laning than be the person listening. There's no such thing. So what does Tosfos mean by Ona Adif? So he says, Mistaver Shedin Zeh Nemar B'Kedusha Dafka Ki Yesh B'Chiyu V'Kiyum Shal V'Kara Zeh El Zeh V'Yomar Shal Aniyah. Maybe this is Dafka Adin by Dvar Mishav Kedusha. That it's better to be Ona than be Yotzei with Shomei Ka'ona. Because part of, and Rav Shachter loves to say this over, not always in this context of the Sugya, but he always says this over, about the Rav's idea, that part of the Tzura of a Dvar Mishav Kedusha is that there's Amira Va'aniya. Is that it's said responsibly. Someone says and someone responds. That's the tzura of a Dovr Shem Kedusha. What are the characteristics of a Dovr Shem Kedusha? Number one, it needs to be, you can only say it in a minyan. Without a minyan, you can't say a Dovr Shem Kedusha. Number two, it could be, it needs Atifas Harosh. Number three, a Dovr Shem Kedusha is written in the format, is said in the format of Amir Vaniyah. That's part of the characteristic of a Dovr Shem Kedusha, then it makes sense that l'chadchila there should be some aniyah, l'chadchila there should be some answering, some responsiveness. Without it, it's missing some part of the nature of Dovr Shem Kedusha. But if it's stam something, it's not a Dovr Shem Kedusha, kriyas ha-megillah, it's not said responsively, good, then there's no hidur of doing the aniyah any more than doing the amira. Meaning, you don't have to say Tosfos say like Shagas Aryeh, that by all Shomei HaKa'ona, that there's a l'chadchila of being the ona. No, Shomei Kona, you'll say L'chadchila by being the Shomei. You don't have to be the owner, even L'chadchila. It's just, but that's part of the nature of a Dovr Shem Kedusha. And the Raya is, the Mishnah Berurah writes, he doesn't quote it from the Be'er Halacha, but the Be'er Halacha writes that there is a din by Kiddush, we spoke about before. What always happens, you go to someone's house for a Shabbos meal, and they always offer, would you like to make your own Kiddush? So what's the right answer? Is the right answer yes or is the right answer no? So if they pray to a different God than you do and you don't trust their brachos, then the right answer, of course, is you want to make your own kiddush, can't be yotzei with the brachos. Most of the time, if you trust their kashrus, you trust that their baruch atah Hashem means baruch atah Hashem. So what's the right answer? So Bir Halacha says, the right answer is, no thank you, I'd rather be yotzei with you, b'rovam hadras melech. And if we're able to praise the Kodesh Baruch Hu all in one unit, as one group, it's better than making my own Kiddush. Now, if they're making on schnapps, then maybe you should ask for your own Kiddush. But there's one guy in my shul who makes on schnapps, comes from a long line of Hasidisha, like it's really in his family's blood that's what they make Kiddush on, and I know he'd get insulted if I were to say I'd like to make my own Kiddush on wine, so when I eat by him, I'm yotzei on schnapps. But typically, you know, okay, but if they're making, you know, Kiddush the right way, so they're making Kiddush with all the halachas appropriately, so the better answer is, Bro, I'm just melech, I'll be yotzei with you, I don't want to make my own Kiddush. What about the l'chadchila of being Ona? Why are you going to be yotzei shmei kona? L'chadchila, you could do it, you could say it yourself. So it says Rav Soloveitchik, it's not a davar shebekedusha. So if it's not a davar shebekedusha, there is no lechatchila. By kaddish, by kedusha, so then there's a lechatchila that you should answer, not to just listen to Yehishmei Rabbah, but say Yehishmei Rabbah. So that's the svar of Tosfos. Soloveitchik thought that anything that was originally said, that was originally made in the format of Amira Va'aniya, took on the status of a davar shebekedusha. Even things that weren't typically davar shebekedusha, he was. Rav Shach said that Rav Soloveitchik was upset about how the Young Israel movement destroyed Kabbalah Shabbos. That he thought that Kabbalah Shabbos was dafka made in such a way where the L'chadodi was written paragraph by paragraph, like things that are written paragraph by paragraph, because that was meant to be said responsively. Elamai, in the 1920s, 1930s in America, the Young Israel movement was very concerned that people weren't so interested in the old style of davening. They wanted to streamline it a little bit, wanted to introduce a lot more singing into the davening, so they thought it would make the song go better if you just sing along the whole way without pausing for Amira Va'aniya. So they decided to do away with Amira Va'aniya. So he said, no, there was a minhag, there was an old minhag in Europe for many, many years, and people stood for Kabbalah Shabbos. What do they stand for Kabbalah Shabbos? Why would you stand for Kabbalah Shabbos? Because Kabbalah Shabbos was written in a way to mimic a davar shebekedusha. It was meant to be done on Amira Va'aniya. So that's davar shebekedusha. So you stand by davar shebekedusha. So if you're going to ruin the whole Kabbalah Shabbos, okay, might as well sit, because you're not going to do the Amira Va'aniya. But that was originally, that was the tzura of the of Kabbalah Shabbos. You go into yeshivas that have been around for a while, that's always the minhag. You know, you go to, it's not just Chassidish Shtibels that's the minhag. That was the Litvish minhag also. People think, you know, sometimes it's hard to trace back. What's a Chassidish minhag, what's not a Chassidish? It's not just the Chassidish Shtibels that have the Amira Va'aniya. It's any long-standing Litvish place. But anyway, but that's the idea of Shomei HaKol. That's perhaps the explanation of what Tosos means over here. The Tzlach raises the following issue. Very fascinating. He says, what if you have a Safek Brachos? I'm not sure if you made a bracha or not, if you need to make a brachos. What's the rule? Safek Brachos lahakel. Good. Very easy. Don't make a brachos. So what do we always recommend? What's the first thing we say to someone? I'm not sure. I stayed up all night. You know, I don't know. Do I make the Brachos HaShachar? Do I not make the Brachos HaShachar? No, what do we tell you? What do you do Shavuos morning? Find the one guy who took one for the team, went to sleep that night. Have him make the bracha for everybody. I'll have him make the bracha for everybody else. Everybody else will respond. And that way you'll be yotzei. Great idea, right? Says the Tzlach, terrible idea. If Shomea's ka'ona mamish, if Shomea ka'ona means that it's literally like you're saying it, maybe it's a bracha levatala. Is that wild? You're listening to somebody else. You're not saying it yourself. You're listening to somebody else. But if you mamish hold this ka'ona mamish, if you hold like Tosfos, or the way we understand the Emek Bracha understands Tosfos, that it's ka'ona mamish, that it's like you're saying the words. So by having the kavana to be yotzei with them, you might be making a bracha levatala. That's the Tzlach's discussion in Brachos. He tries to figure out, is it a din and bitui for Sayim Dafka, similar to Neder and Shvua. Very fascinating discussion the Tzlach has over there in Brachos. And I'm grateful to Rabbi Levin for that makor. I put together my makoros and I didn't have that Tzlach. Rabbi Levin found that Tzlach. I don't know how he found it. But okay, I mean, maybe he just knew it. So it's very possible. He knows a lot of stuff. Okay, I'll give it 10 minutes for whoever wants to stick around.